His parents become worried. Meanwhile, in the departure from Jerusalem, Joseph and Mary had lost sight of Jesus. The pleasure of traveling with friends absorbed their attention, and they did not notice his absence till night came on. Then they missed the helpful hand of their child. Supposing him to be with their company, they had felt no anxiety. But now their fears were roused. Shuddering, they remembered how Herod had tried to destroy him in his infancy. Dark forebodings filled their hearts. Returning to Jerusalem, they pursued their search. The next day, in the temple, a familiar voice arrested their attention. They could not mistake it, so serious and earnest, yet so full of melody. In the school of the rabbis they found Jesus. When he was with them again, his mother said, in words that implied reproof, "Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing." "How is it that ye sought me?" answered Jesus. "Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business?" As they seemed not to understand, he pointed upward. On his face was a light. Divinity was flashing through humanity. They had listened to what was passing between him and the rabbis and were astonished at his questions and answers. Jesus was engaged in the work he had come into the world to do, but Joseph and Mary had neglected theirs. God had shown them high honor in committing to them his son. But for an entire day they had lost sight of him, and when their anxiety was relieved, they had not censured themselves but had blamed him. It was natural for the parents of Jesus to look upon him as their own child. His life in many respects was like that of other children, and it was difficult to realize he was the Son of God. The gentle reproof which his words conveyed was designed to impress them with the sacredness of their trust. In his answer to his mother, Jesus showed for the first time that he understood his relation to God. Mary did not understand his words, but she knew he had disclaimed kinship to Joseph and had declared his sonship to God. From Jerusalem, Jesus returned home with his earthly parents and aided them in their life of toil. For 18 years he acknowledged the tie that bound him to the home at Nazareth, and performed the duties of a son, a brother, a friend, and a citizen. Jesus wished to return from Jerusalem in quietness, with those who knew the secret of his life. By the Paschal service, God was seeking to remind his people of his wonderful work in their deliverance from Egypt. In this work he desired them to see a promise of deliverance from sin. The blood of Christ was to save their souls. God desired that they should be led to prayerful study in regard to Christ's mission. But as the multitudes left Jerusalem, the excitement of travel and social intercourse often absorbed their attention, and the service they had witnessed was forgotten. The Savior was not attracted to their company.